This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Here's more Time Out with Eric Slaughter.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Time Out with Eric Slaughter. 404-726-0929. This is a special edition. Usually this time of night, you're listening to the brand new Westwood One Sports Network, a little national radio, but not tonight. Tonight, we are live and local because we have one of the top stories in the entire sports world right here in our town. The Atlanta Falcons were the first team of this season, not the first team because there's a couple coaches got fired mid-year, but we're the first team at the end of the regular season to say we are headed in a new direction. There was no need to wait until Monday morning. There was no need to prolong the inevitable. The Atlanta Falcons have fired both Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris, and they will be going in a new direction for this franchise. And our last caller brought up a really good question. And he said, well, what coach is going to come in here and make this team formidable? Which coach will come in here and get us to the promised land? What coach can come in here and turn this thing around? Well, we're going to have to wait and see who the hire is. But it will be to me to think that this job should be pretty attractive to a coach and a GM. Let's remember this, okay? And I've told people, I've said it. We cannot just sit here and say that over the last 5 years, Terry Fontenot did absolutely nothing correct. We can't, okay? Will he go down as a failed regime? Yeah, okay? Will he go down as the guy who drafted Kyle Pitts, the highest tight end in the NFL history who did not live up to it? Yes, he will. Will he go down as the guy who ran Matt Ryan out of town and couldn't find a franchise quarterback? Yes, he will, okay? But he also drafted Bijan Robinson. He also drafted two stud defensive players in the first round this year. He also found Devon Diablo as a free agent. He also traded away a couple guys who were on big contracts. When Terry Fontenot took over this team, our salary cap issue was not very desirable, okay? So when Arthur Blank sat down and said, hey, I want a new GM. I need you to come in here. I need you to right this ship. Can you get us out of this salary cap situation? Can you get me a competitive team? Guess what? There might have been a few GMs that say, I don't want to deal with that. You got an aging quarterback who's getting overpaid. We had time. We had an aging wide receiver who was overpaid. We had gave them money, and now we had to pay that bill. That bill came due. You want me to clean up this mess? No. But Terry Fontenot said, yes, I'll clean it up and I'll turn it around. Now, he cleaned it up, but he did not turn it around. okay? Because unfortunately, we hired Arthur Smith, who came in here from the Tennessee Titans, right? Remember, he had the Tennessee Titans with the number one offense in the NFL, where he had a guy named King Henry running for 2,000 yards. So it's pretty easy to do that when you got a Hall of Fame running back. But he came in here and was like, "Hey, I can work with this. Okay, I can turn this team into a playoff caliber." And he had three chances to do it, and he couldn't do it. Okay, so then they went out and they said, "Well, you know what? Maybe we should have hired Raheem Morris in the first place 3 years ago. The fans liked him. The people in the building liked him. I like him. He's a quality individual. You're never going to say anything bad about who he is as a man. You'll never, ever, ever say anything bad about who Raheem Morris is as a man." And unfortunately, in this town, we've had some coaches who weren't really good as individuals, Bobby Petrino. But what we cannot say about Raheem Morris, not talking about his personality, not talking about his intellect, not talking about his morals, is that he's a winning football coach, unfortunately. What we do have to say about Raheem Morris is you had two seasons to win a mediocre division and you couldn't do it. You had two seasons to get this team on the right track and you couldn't do it. Matter of fact, you had two seasons just to show that you had a real handle on this franchise and you couldn't do it. And I'm telling you, it's moments that he showed where this team was unprepared and lackadaisical that really got him fired. Not the fact that he finished 8-9. There are ways to have an 8-9 record but look a lot better than you did. And this team just looked absolutely unprepared and unready to play on too many occasions. And that is why Raheem Morris, unfortunately, is looking for a new job. 404-726-0929. We got Doc in the ATL. Doc, do you agree with the decision? And what is your reasoning for agreeing or disagreeing?
Hey, man, how you doing, man?
Doing good.
Yeah, man. Hey, look, I heard that little thing that you said about our old coach that wasn't a good guy. That was funny, man. But anyway, at first, I was kind of hurt a little bit, man, because I like Raheem, man. And I think the general manager, I think he was doing a pretty good job. You know, like I said, he messed up with the Kirk Cousins. And I think with Michael Penix, who, like you said, he got two bad leads. I don't see why they didn't see that in the beginning. And so, but listening to the reasoning why you said what you said, now I agree with what they did. And now it's just like, now who we going to bring in? I heard them say something about they're going to bring in Matt Ryan, or they was talking to Matt Ryan about bringing him back to do something. They need to let Rich McKay go. I need to let that know, be known also. And Kyle Pitts, he's not slick. You know, he know the contract over with. And so notice he showed up at, you know, at the end. You know, I guess that's to, you know, try to get a new contract or whatever. But anyway, either way it go, man, I enjoyed your show. Whoever the Falcons bring in, man, I'm going to support the team either way it goes. I'm a diehard Falcons fan, man. You know, I'm glad they ended the season on a winning note. And, one last thing. Let me ask you this question, and don't beat me up for this. What do you think about giving my man up in New York that's from here, I can't think of his name right now, and Deshaun Watson from Cleveland. What do you think about giving those two guys a chance? And I'll leave
Are you talking about Russell Wilson or are you talking about Justin Fields?
No. Justin Fields from the Jets.
Okay. All right. I'll respond to that. Appreciate that.
And I hang up and listen to your answer.
Okay. All right. So, first off, appreciate the call. And, like I said, Bobby Petrino was not a quality individual. Like I said, you're not like we're not this is not a situation where we're fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Raheem Morris, because he went off the field and did something not smart, okay? This is not a University of Michigan situation. Raheem Morris is a quality man. He's a quality individual. He's a father. He's a good husband. He's a quality individual. Just unfortunately, he did not lead this team to the way that he should have. Now, to respond to what you just said about Justin Fields and Deshaun Watson, okay? Well, understand this. Going after Deshaun Watson is a part of the reason why we're in this situation, okay? That whole flirtation, sour Matt Ryan, who maybe had 1 to 2 more years left in him, we struck out with that, so we had to go in the draft. We had to go, you know, play with Desmond Ridder and Marcus Mariota for a little bit. Then we drafted Penix. Deshaun Watson is a sour taste in a mouth for a lot of people inside that franchise. They would make no sense. After, first off, remember, he spurned you, okay? We went to Deshaun Watson and asked him, did he want to be Atlanta Falcon? And he said no. So why would you go back to him now, 5 years later, when he's coming back off injury? Okay, he turned us down when he was healthy. A local kid, grew up in Gainesville, went to Gainesville High School, turned us down then. Why would we want him now when he's coming back from injury? And remember this, when we went to him 5 years previously, he had a squeaky clean image. That image ain't real good. We don't necessarily need a quarterback in this town that does not have a squeaky clean image. No Deshaun Watson for me, personally. And Justin Fields, you know, I'm a little personal with this because unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, I've actually known Justin Fields since he was a young man at Harrison High School, okay? I'm a part of the high school football coverage here at this station. I've been covering high school football in this state for well over 15 years. I saw Justin Fields. Not only did I see him on the football field, Justin Fields is one of the best baseball players in this state in high school, too. He was a heck of a pitcher for Perfect Game in the Harrison Hoyas. Unfortunately, I think we've seen enough of Justin Fields' NFL career to say he's probably not a franchise quarterback in this league, okay? What he did with the Bears didn't have the leadership they have now. But now he's had two bites at the apple, and neither one of those bites look real sweet. Justin Fields is probably just, at best, a backup in this league. We don't need that. We need a guy. If that guy's not already on the roster, we need someone that we really think can lead this franchise, and I just don't think Justin Fields is it. And Deshaun Watson, no thank you. No thank you. No thank you. Keep it going. 404-726-0929. Andrew in Loganville, you happy about this decision or not happy?
Hey, man. Hey, for me, at the end of the day, it's a result business. And like I said, I think these guys got their opportunity. They made a lot of mistakes. And, I mean, should they get a second chance? Should they have gotten a little longer chance? Maybe. But then you look at the games that they lost this season, and if they had won one more game, we wouldn't be having this conversation because they would have made the playoff. And to me, they lost two or three games that they should have won. You know, games with time management, game with kicking problems, you know, so coaching, games with players getting hurt. So, I mean, they made some mistakes, but the game also create mistakes. But he only got 2 years, but they could say they gave him an intern when they had fired the other coach. So maybe he got his opportunity, but it's a game of results. But I think that he made a lot of mistakes, and that's probably what got him, the mistake that they made.
Absolutely, Andrew. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Appreciate that call. Appreciate you being up at this hour. Whatever you're doing, make sure you're safe. And everybody out there who's calling right now, we appreciate you. And hold tight. We got to some more people in a minute. The bottom line is this, you know, and Andrew said it. There's ways to win games and look bad and win, and there's also games to lose, ways to lose games, but still look good, okay? And the problem with this team, especially this year, now 2024 was just an anomaly, okay? Because we looked so good starting 6-3. And then Kirk Cousins got hurt. And yes, we don't know if he lied, if he told the truth. We honestly don't know if Raheem Morris knew he was not 100% and still thought that, hey, Michael Penix is not ready yet. And if I'm going to win this division, an 80%, a 50%, or whatever percent Kirk Cousins is gives me a better chance. However, when you make those kind of decisions, you're making the decisions that will affect your job, okay? If he had went to Penix earlier, he'd say, look, Kirk, you're hurt, okay? I know you're hurt. You know you're hurt. We got to go to Michael. Sit down. When you're healthy, we'll bring you back. Who knows what could have happened? But guess what? I mean, there's all kinds of scenarios where you could have said, what if this and what if that, and things would be different. The bottom line is this. He didn't do it. We don't know who the true liar was. We don't know what the medical reports were. And the season that started so promising, 6-3, went straight down the hill, okay? Now, you come into 2025. There is not a host at this station, including myself, not Dukes and Bell, not Andy and Randy, not Chris Thomas, not any of us, that did not think the Falcons were a legitimate playoff contender. As a matter of fact, pretty much all of us said, this is the year the drought ends. Well, I'm pretty thirsty right about now. I don't know about you. Because the drought's not over. 404-726-0929. Nicole in Riverdale, you happy about this decision? And hey, tell me why.
Yes and no. Happy New Year to you.
Appreciate it. Happy New Year. All right, yes and no. Back it up. Tell me what you got going on.
I did want to see them finish out with Raheem Morris, or just to see what would happen next year, whatever the case is. But I also did not agree with Fontenot getting fired anyway, because it did show that he did improve in draft picks, or whatever the case is. Because this last draft pick, or the last two draft picks, to me, did turn out where you got three or four guys out of this draft pick that's on your starting lineup on the defensive side of the ball. And we've been talking about the defense side of the ball for a minute. So he came a little good this year as far as last year or whatever the case is, but players got to perform and execute at the end of the day too.
Absolutely.
It's not all on the coaches.
No, it is. It's not all on the coaches. Unfortunately, you can't just replace an entire roster. And this roster is pretty good. Some of the elements on this roster are outstanding. Go ahead, Nicole. Keep going.
Yeah, I agree, because I tell people all the time, you can have all the talent in the world, but if you can't coach them up, then it doesn't mean nothing, to be honest with you.
Absolutely.
So, in a way, I feel like Raheem Morris probably dropped the ball on that a little bit, but I would like to see him, like, finish out just to see what will happen next year, because I do feel as though the way they look in the last few games, or cases, it's kind of like they started to get the rhythm, or they started to click, or the chemistry or something was different than the rest of the season.
Yeah,
and I do feel as though that motivation, but I will say this, I don't know about the coaching or whatever case is, but who would you get? Because I really actually like that Shanahan offense, and I do think that with all the talent on that offensive side of the ball, that we will be good in that, but we still need a quarterback.
Oh, absolutely, and I appreciate that call, Nicole. I mean, this is not an easy decision to make, okay? If it was this easy, there wouldn't be a losing franchise in the NFL, okay? Finding the right head coach and the right quarterback keeps a lot of teams in mediocrity for years, okay? Look at the team. Look at the Chicago Bears, okay? The Chicago Bears have been awful for over 20 years. Why? Because they could not solve the quarterback problem. But what happened in a quick turnaround? You get the number one pick in the draft, and looks like they hit a home run in Caleb Williams. And then they go out and get the hottest offensive coaching assistant in the NFL in Ben Johnson. And wham, bam, boom, in one year, they won their division and about to host the NFL playoff game, okay? And you're sitting there, if you're Arthur Blank, you're sitting there saying, hold on. I'm in the second year with my coach. We had a first round, we didn't have the first pick overall, but I had a first round quarterback last year too. How come my team's not playing better? And when we're in a much easier division, they're in a division with the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers, and they won it in his first year as head coach in the second year with that quarterback. We're playing in the NFC South. We're playing in the NFC South. There's no reason, none, zero, that we should go 7 years without winning this division. None, when we know how, if there's not an educated football fan in this town that does not know how bad our division is, and that is part of the problem. That's a big part of the problem. 404-726-0929. Jim and Conyers, what do you think about this decision?
Well, there's one common denominator. That's Terry Fontenot. And I look at it as not Bill Parcells, you are your record. Well, you are what you did. You picked 5 years. There's seven picks in a draft, 35 picks. Now, all 35 picks aren't going to pan out and be, but I would like to think a little more of our draft picks did pan out. If you could just name me 15 or 16 immediate players, and you can't. You look at the Bears, they did improve. They got our center. We couldn't pay. So we had to go with Ryan Neuzel, who only started 8 or 9 games. Well, who decided that? Terry. Terry decided instead of maybe giving up that pick to pick Pitts with, maybe another team drafted up. I get 2 picks, then I don't have that 1 pick. And that's the thing. The Falcons lied to us. Several situations. And it's stupid when other GMs say they moved up to get so-and-so, but they tried to make a deal with so-and-so and so-and-so to move up even higher. Good God, they named the Falcons. Well, Terry said, well, nobody approached us. Well, it's the way you multiply your and the way you deal with. Like me, I took an offensive lineman instead of Pitts with that pick. That starts on the team now. He's been an alternate in a Pro Bowl. I mean, would it have took him 5 more years to transform the offensive line now?
Well, Penei Sewell was sitting there, I believe, when they took Kyle Pitts. And Penei Sewell is one of the key parts of why the Detroit Lions are now a formidable team in the NFL after being a complete disaster for so many years. So, yes. And, Jim, I appreciate your call.
My buddies and myself, mm-hmm. We always do who we would pick instead of the Falcons. Well, what's his name? Clark Phillips. Oh, he's supposed to be an end-all, beat-all because he can play corner or safety. Well, what's Clark Phillips ever really done?
No. He's definitely a swing and a miss as a second-round draft pick. And Jim, you make a great point. When you have 6, 7, 8 members of your draft class, you need at least half of them to pan out. That's what makes a draft class good. Now, a draft class becomes superb, and appreciate that call, Jim, when you can say, wow, 6 of the 8 guys become contributors, okay? A draft class becomes really, really good when you're like, wow, my first 3 draft picks are all now starters on this team because I, as a GM, what's the word I'm looking for? I saw a need and I filled it. I looked at where our holes were and I filled them. That's when your draft class becomes absolutely outstanding. And we've seen that happen in this town. Let's go back to 2016. Remember that? When Arthur Blank, as the owner, said, we need 3 starters out of this draft class. And what do we get? We got 3 starters. We got 2 linebackers and an offensive lineman. And 2 years later, we were in the Super Bowl. Okay? So, yes, has he made some real knockout of the parks with his drafts with Bijan Robinson, Drake London? I would say Matthew Bergeron has been a really good draft pick. I would say that both our guys this year, Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr., are great draft picks. Xavier Watts looks like he's going to be a great player. And remember this, he signed Jesse Bates as a free agent. Jesse's been outstanding. He signed Ivan Diablo as a free agent. He's been really good. But he also made misses like Lorenzo Carter, who didn't really pan out. He went and got Matthew Judon last year. So you're not going to hit on every single one of them. I mean, if he hit 1,000, there wouldn't be, you know, if every GM did that, there would never a guy that got fired. But he's had a lot of misses and a lot of them at crucial situations. But I really think this, and this is really just the bottom line. When last year they decided to sign Kirk Cousins and then 6 weeks later, they drafted Michael Penix in the first round, that was really the writing on the wall. This was either going to work or both of you were going to be out of here. And unfortunately, it just did not work. We're going to take a break. We're going to give this one more segment here, 404-726-0929. This is a special edition of Time Out with Eric Slaughter, a Falcons reaction edition, and the phone lines are open here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.